Blog Talk Radio.
Mark the Rabbit Hole.
Broadcasting live from the fog of Neptune comes a rascally rabbit, exploring the unknown, traveling the astrological landscape, visiting secret worlds, dispelling the English language. So put on your bunny ears and hop down the rabbit hole with your host, Mark Matheny.
Time to awaken. Mark, wake up, Mark.
Are you like a crazy person?
I'm quite sure they will say so.
Good morning, crazy people. And I'm sure you've all been awake already since we had the big bump up in energy last night with Mars entering the sign of the warrior, Aries. So if you are, as I've been asked several times already this morning, if you're wondering what the heck is going on, Mars, which is the planet that rules action and aggression and moving forwards and our instinctual behavior and other fun things like that, has went from the sleepy fishy sign into Aries last night, and we are in the midst of a lot of planetary shifts right now. Today, our guest is in about 10 minutes or so, we will have our guest, and we're going to confirm the spelling, the pronunciation of his last name. It is
okay,
either.
Let's have a bet.
Right, we're going to have.
Since you're betting now.
We're going to have one of two people on, either Matt Mouchot or Matt Mouchot.
Matt Mouchot.
And we will find out from him. I probably should have done that beforehand.
So which one are you taking? Mouchot or Mouchot?
Somebody who's had a reading with him. Actually, my girlfriend has had a couple of readings with him, I believe.
Which name are you taking? Which one are you going to go? I'll go with Mouchot. You go with Mouchot.
Okay. Let's call the whole thing off. Okay.
Oh,
goodness sakes.
Good morning, Mark.
Hi, how's it going?
I'm doing well.
Okay, much afoot this morning. If you are in Columbus, Ohio, you should be home in bed because it is about negative 20 out with the wind chill factor. Roads look pretty good, but be careful if you're out there. The big energy shifts we've had this week. Wednesday, we had a new moon at the last degrees of Aquarius. The new moon was at 6:47 p.m. And so we had the sun and moon at 29 degrees Aquarius. And then at 6:48 p.m., we had the moon enter Pisces, and then the sun enter Pisces at 6:50 p.m. And we had a one-minute void of... So Wednesday night, that was a weird energy. You had the sun and moon in Aquarius. Within a three-minute time period, we had the new moon at 6:47. Then the moon went void of course for... Sometimes it's void of course for a day or longer, usually at least a few hours. The moon was actually void of course for 1 minute on Wednesday night, and then the sun or the moon entered Pisces at 6:48, and then the sun entered Pisces at 6:50. That was all on Wednesday night. So for a roughly a 24-hour period, we had six planets or luminaries, if you want to get technical, asteroids, in the sign of Pisces, and now we are slowly switching over to the area, even though the sun is just now going into Pisces, we're having a switchover from the inner planets going into Aries. So at 7:12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time last night, Mars went into Aries. And then the moon went void of course in the sign of Pisces at 6:01 last night. I'm hoping that's a 6 and an 8, as my eyesight is really bad right now. Then tomorrow at 3:00, today is Friday. I am off a day. I lost a day this week, and I cannot find it. If anyone has seen a day this week and they're not using it, please send it to me. So today, Venus goes into Aries at 3:06 p.m., and then we have a moon-Venus conjunction at 0 Aries at 6:30 p.m., then a moon-Mars conjunction at 7:28 p.m., and that will actually be at 1 degree of Aries. And then tomorrow we have a moon-Uranus conjunction at 5:04 p.m., and a moon-Pluto square at 6:13 p.m. So we'll talk a little bit before we bring our guest Matt on here in a couple minutes. I'll kind of run through this energy a little bit. The shift when planets go from Pisces to Aries is probably one of the biggest and most noticeable shifts. So Pisces is very sleepy, dreamy, but intuition, psychic abilities, lots of very dreamlike qualities, we'll say, out there. And then Mars is one of the fastest moving, one of the most aggressive signs. It's like going from 2 miles an hour to 100 miles an hour in about a minute. That's the difference between, so like I was like totally like whacked last night. I had like that moon void of course, and it was, my sun is at 29 Pisces, so had the moon close to there, Venus is on there, Mars is on there. I just kind of like zapped my energy, but then like, and I'm getting reports from other people over this, like early this morning as that Aries energy started to pick up with Mars going in Aries last night. It's like a totally different vibe today compared to yesterday. So things moving very briskly, definitely very, very quick, much more aggressive energy that is going on today. So a couple other things I want to touch on real quick. Next week, Kim Rogers and possibly one of her astrologer friends will be my guests. And then March 6th, Melinda Carver. And also on March 3rd, which is Tuesday of that week, I will be on the Carter Show. And then March 13th, we'll have Jeek. 20th is going to be a surprise. Shh, don't tell anyone. That means I haven't booked a guest. But that will be a big day. That is March 20th, International Astrology Day. Also, we have an eclipse on that day at 29 degrees Pisces. So, Allie, who is in the chat room there, she will be feeling that eclipse, as will I. So another thing I want to touch on is this store I teach out of, Mystic Nirvana, which has been located various places. Was formerly in downtown Powell. We have just moved to downtown Westerville. Excuse me. Address is 133 South State Street. So a first meetup at the new Westerville location, which is, it's right across the street from the public from the Westerville Public Library. And I believe you can, there's some parking spaces out front there of the business. Which also there's a Catholic bookstore in that building as well.
Oh, really? Okay.
It's called the Stoner House, which is an old, it's actually a historical landmark.
I know exactly where it's at.
Yeah, so I will be over there this afternoon or tomorrow afternoon checking that out, checking out the layout, and first astrology meetup at that location is going to be there tomorrow night, Saturday at 7 p.m. if you're in the Central Ohio area. It's a $10 offering, and you'll be getting a little handout. And we will this month we will be going extensively through all of the. I mean, if you when you look at astrologically, when you look at this year, we are in the high point. We are in what is really by far the highest energetic period of this year, starting with on the today's the 20th. Starting last night with Mars going into Aries, from now until March 20th is the key to this year. This is the highlight. This is the biggest energy period, and there is much going on. And I will, anybody who comes, I will be giving them a handout here with a list of all the key events, and I will be going through each one of them, each one of the things happening in the next month, and breaking those down. And you can ask questions, and it will be a hoot. It'll be a hoot and a holler. So I hope to see you tomorrow night at the new Mystic Nirvana. I don't know if I said this or not. 133 South State Street, Westerville, Ohio. It's at the Stoner House and across the street from the Westerville Public Library, and that will be our new home. And so
you promise we won't get stoned, right?
Right. There will be
no stoning.
No stoning allowed. Okay. Or if you do, bring your own stones at least.
You said Catholic Church.
It's, yeah. BYOS, bring your own stone. Okay, so okay, enough of my.
Just trying to cheer you up, Mark.
Enough of my maniacal
raising. Don't go
raising.
Chasing rabbits.
Okay, so now we're going to bring on our guest for today, and most importantly, we're going to find out exactly how to pronounce his last name. Yeah. So, welcome, Matt Musho, or possibly Mushot. Good morning.
Hello, Mark. How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
So give us the correct pronunciation on your last name, which I should have done this beforehand.
Oh, sure. It is Mushot.
It is Mushot. And Iggy's the winner here. So I'm glad we've called that up. So have a good weekend, and we'll talk to you next week. Okay. Okay. And so we will. So how are you doing?
I'm doing good. These cold temperatures are a bit of a challenge, but it's really nice to have some beautiful blue skies for a change.
Yeah, it is. It is very, very, very clear out today. Actually, the roads aren't too bad overall. Actually, so thank you for joining us. And let's see, you do intuitive reading, intuitive energy work, and offering Reiki now also. So do you want to give us the skinny on what you're doing right now and let you pimp yourself a little bit, tell people how they can get a hold of you?
Sure thing. I appreciate that. Actually, this next month, March, I have two big anniversaries here with my work. It'll be 15 years that I've been doing this full time, no other work. And it'll be 25 years that I've been doing it professionally, in addition to some other work for about 10 years there. I do sessions by phone, and I also meet people in person, whether it's the Reiki or the intuitive energy work or the intuitive readings. The work tends to focus on spiritual growth and development. I know a lot of people want to look at or just kind of question what's around the corner, more predictive information. And that does come through at times, but that definitely is not the focus of the work that just seems to come through me. I tell people frequently, it's nice to know where you're going, but if you don't know why you are where you are, you're not going to have an easier time getting there. So I tend to get information, both literal and symbolic, that relates to spiritual blocks, mental blocks, emotional blocks, information maybe from past lives. It could be inner child issues. It could be how you were raised, what you've learned from society. how you treat yourself, even how you take care of and nurture yourself or don't take care and nurture yourself, and how all of these influences really have a lot to do with why you're here. What are you learning? What are you working on in this life to strengthen and develop your soul? That, to me, is ultimately what it's all about. And yes, there's some lightness, there's silliness, there can be even some great detail in terms of what comes through. But I find that the work often centers around the spiritual growth and development and looking at cycles and patterns. I usually start my sessions by sharing whatever I sense, which really could be anything. But I tell every client that I can only tell them what they are truly ready to know, whether they know they're ready to know or not. And I can only tell them I can only tell them what they are allowed to know. I can't interfere with their free will or any karma, any life lesson they're working on. I get people who say, oh, don't hold back, tell me anything. I'm not afraid of anything. Just, you know, give it to me with both barrels. And maybe they're just not ready to know. Maybe it's not going to help them learn a lesson or evolve in the way that's for their highest good if they know certain things in advance. But I'll get the opposite, too. I get people who are very timid and afraid even and just say, only tell me my stuff. You know, don't tell me anything too big or too heavy.
Right.
But really, they truly can handle knowing more. So if they can, and I don't determine that, and my clients don't really determine that either. So other than what I do over the phone and from my apartment here in Columbus, I do travel for groups of three or more people. And on my website, there's a list of all kinds of things that I offer. And that website is MatthewMushat.com, MatthewMushat, MatthewMushat.com. And I do have an email list that if you want to get some updates, you can sign up right there on the homepage of the website. I don't give out that information. I don't flood your inbox with tons of stuff, so don't worry about getting stuff every day. Actually, I only send things out maybe three or four times a year. Upcoming next month, I will be sharing a booth with a local reader, aromatherapist, energy worker, Casey Matronia. She is a dear friend, and we tend to work very well together. So we'll be sharing a booth here at the Gift of Light Expo at the Ohio Expo Center at the Columbus, the Ohio State Fairgrounds, and that is March 14th and 15th. I don't yet know what our booth assignment is, but will be easy to find. So once I know, I will post on Facebook and also on my website.
Awesome. Yeah, we know. We actually had had Casey on a couple months ago on here. She's a just wonderful person. Wonderful person.
She really is. It's a joy to watch how she works with people and helps people. She's definitely not a dime a dozen, you know, kind of reader.
Right.
And she's, I just know that she has a very powerful gift that I personally have benefited from myself. And beyond that, just being very good friends and spiritually of like minds. That's, I think that's one thing Columbus is very gifted in. We certainly have a wealth of very gifted spiritual, metaphysical people, readers, energy workers, body workers, teachers, all kinds of things. We have an amazing community, and I'm glad to be a part of that.
Yeah, I share that sentiment as well. I've got a lot of awesome people. I've really just kind of stepped out the last 5.5 years or whatnot and been teaching classes and stuff. I've met a lot of amazing people through this community, including yourself and Casey and Iggy here, my producer, and so we'll be at the Gift of Light Expo too. So we'll stop by and say hey while we're there. We'll be sharing a booth with a few other people and
drumming, dancing.
drumming, dancing, and, well, I won't be dancing.
Wonderful.
Fish don't dance very well.
You'll be hopping. Fish hop, though, right?
Fish do hop. Out of the...
Skip a little.
It'll be a fish fry.
There you go.
So,
I'm really glad.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm really glad, Mark, though, that you're putting yourself out there, too. This is one of the big messages I'm getting for people, generally speaking, even for the last 2 or 3 years, has been a pretty consistent message. A lot of people are finding themselves in work that they don't like. You know, they're making money, they're getting some benefits if they're lucky, and you know, they're just kind of counting down the days, and they just feel like there's something more. And bit by bit, they're coming into their gifts, whether they consciously know it or not. And I know that if they stay in these positions that aren't really in alignment with their highest ability, their highest purpose, there's a pressure, big pressure, to move on. They may get fired. They may get let go of. They may just say, I'm done. I'm moving on. You know, there's all kinds of ways that this is happening. But more and more, and I'm so, so happy to hear this and see this, that they're taking that leap of faith, that they're willing to say, I don't know where this is going to take me. I don't even know exactly what to call what I do. I hear that from a lot of people. And I say, that's great, because you don't have to know what to call it. Just make yourself available. Be present. It's great if you have a name, a phrase, something to call it, an image. That can all be important. And, you know, there's no such thing as competition. That's a big thing I counsel my clients on. They're so afraid that, you know, who's going to choose them? How are people going to find them? And I say, if you're open about who and what you are, you will draw to you the people that you need to help, really and truly, whether it's one or two or a bunch of them, no matter what the format is. That was one of my biggest blocks when I first started. I remember, I don't know if you or any of your listeners remember or ever were blessed to connect with a woman in Columbus. She's passed away years ago. Reverend Grace Marie Reeves. She had this wonderful spiritualist church out of her home. She did meditation groups and her own church service. And I studied with her. Went through all of her program and got certified. It was a 2-year process, and I still use so much of what I learned from her to this day. But that was such a big. I remember very early on, she let her students do readings on one day a month. She would advertise us and promote us, but we were there, knees knocking, and you know, chewing our nails, pulling our hair out. We were so nervous, but. It was such a nice format. People that knew her, that trusted her, that were willing to give us a chance. And I remember having a bit of a, I don't want to give it too much energy, a bit of a challenge with one woman in particular. She was just bull in a china shop. She just wanted to know our pedigrees, wanted to know why we were worthy, you know, why should we be chosen. I mean, she was really a tough customer. What makes us good at what we do, prove it, you know, that kind of thing. And she looked at me. I was the only male in the group at the time. And she said, oh, no. She goes, I won't choose you. She goes, men aren't psychic. Men aren't intuitive. So I think there's no way I'm going to go with you. And it was so... interesting she said that, because that was one of my thoughts. I thought, there's not many men in the field, and who is going to choose me? You know, who is going to be drawn to me? So that's exactly what I manifested. People who would barely look at me twice and choose somebody else. I thought, wait, I'm a man. I'm male. I'm intuitive, although it's predominantly a feminine trait, but that really has nothing to do with sex, ultimately. And once I got out of my own way, my thinking there. it's amazing the people that would begin to be drawn to me. So this is one gift I'd like to share with people. I really hope, no matter what they're doing, whether it's in the metaphysical field or creativity, healing, if they're stocking shelves at Walmart, you know, whatever they're doing, to consider just setting the intention or asking through prayer or meditation – and I do this in my work, I will ask source, as I call it, the universe, spirit, and people have lots of names for it, but I recently am very resonating with calling it source. I will ask source to send me people and opportunities that I can consciously recognize that are ready for what comes to me and through me. And I don't label it. I don't label the gifts. I don't label what I have to offer. I don't label any of it. And what was really cool for me, what shifted, is I got less and less of the skeptics. I got less of the people that just couldn't connect the dots. People that were so eager and were saying, oh my gosh, it's so funny you say that. I was just saying that the other day. Or, boy, does that ring true with me? And I can really use that. People that were just generally more ready for whatever I was doing at the time. And I like that because that can keep pace with me as I'm changing in my gifts, my abilities. Because I certainly know I don't read now the way I did when I first started. I would hope not after 25 years. I would hope I would start to grow from there. So for whatever it's worth, I hope people can apply that in their own lives. And if you're drawn to advertise and promote, that's great. But, whoever needs us will find us, whatever we're doing. So I just say more power to you. Put yourself out there and build it, and they will come. Definitely.
Perfect.
Wow. Yeah. Amazing message. Because actually, me and Matt have only talked briefly like a couple times at expos and stuff. We've not really had a chance to sit down and have a long conversation. But that's really funny that he said that, because about the stepping out, and that when you're doing something that no longer resonates with you, it will make itself very apparent. And that's exactly what happened to me. You know, the first half of last year, I was in corporate America, and I just started to, I mean, I'm pretty good at that, you know, the Pisces chameleon thing. I can fit in and whatnot, but then it just kept popping into my head, you don't belong here, you don't vibrate with this energy anymore. And I was finding that I wasn't just thinking, I was saying it out loud. I was like, you don't vibrate at this level anymore. You don't vibrate at this level. And like, it's funny you said that, because that's why I just, one day, I was just like, yeah, I don't think I want to do this anymore. Bye. I'd had enough. It was just too much continual negativity around me to.
Oh, yeah. It's. People get very drained. There's a lot of conflict. They often don't feel like they're being listened to, that they're being valued. They'll feel kind of a glass ceiling kind of energy, like there's really no further that they can go or even want to go in any particular field. It gets a little harder to say, so why do I need to go in today? Like, it's more interesting to kind of find a reason not to. But even in that, I see so many people that have such an integrity that as long as they are wherever they are, they're going to do the best that they can. They're going to do the job, but they're more open to a different path. You know, if I was told when I was younger that this is what I would be doing for a living, as just part of being of service, I don't know how I would have responded to that. I just, like, really? Like, people do that? Like, you know, I didn't have a lot of frame of reference, and it certainly wasn't something I pined for and that I, you know, that I really had a conscious focus on it. It's something I feel that just kind of found me. And I'll never forget this, Mark and Iggy. It's been so long ago. When I used to work in the hospitality industry in different functions, and I remember I had just started with a new chain of hotels, and I was in management at the time. And I went in to my boss, had a meeting with her, told her everything that was not working, everything that needed attending to, what I thought it would take to resolve it, what I was willing to do, what I knew I could do. I just, you know, covered all the bullet points. She listened, As soon as I was done, she looked at me and she said, "Are you done?" I'm like, "Yes." She goes, "I don't know why you're telling me this. I can't do a thing about it." And something inside of me just, I didn't like snap or anything, but it's like I just knew. I completely knew that's as far as this is going. Just, you know, just make the decision. And before I knew it, I said, "Well, there you have it. You've got my 2 weeks' notice." Her eyes got a little bit bigger. She goes, "Well, I'm okay." So I went into the work full time right after that. And you know, I really want people to hear this. I don't expect that my journey will be yours, certainly, because it could be very different for you. But once I quit and I went into this full time, it got very scary. I had some very dark moments with it, a lot of doubt, a lot of fear, really negative thinking that was quite scary about, you know, how is this going to work? How am I going to survive? Luckily, it was just me. I didn't, you know, have other people to take care of, but it's still money. It's still putting a roof over your head. And I fell into arrears very quickly. I got behind in payments, and I just wasn't making any, very much money, and I wasn't getting a lot of new business. And so the wolves started knocking on the door trying to get their peace. And I finally made agreements with some creditors that I would have $700 in my checking account by 7 days, just to take care of that first part of it. I was finally done running from it. And so I had a little talk with Creator. I said, "God," I said, "here's what I need. I need $700 in 7 days. This is why I need it. And by the way, this is what I'm afraid of." And that surprised me, because I was more afraid than what I was letting myself believe. So it was good to vent that. I didn't dwell on it, but it was nice to get it out. So the first couple of days after that, everything went backwards. Oh, my gosh. No new business. People weren't paying their bills. Everything was just so the opposite of what I needed it to be. But every time, and I will never forget this, every time there was a bump in the road during that 7 days, in my mind, I heard a voice, and it was neither male nor female. It was very balanced, very harmonious, and it said the same thing every single time. It said, "Are you willing to stand on the word that no matter what happens, this will be taken care of, even if it's the last minute of the last day?" Word for word, the same thing every single time. I went into fear. I had a doubt. I started to freak out because I had the whole spectrum, you know, just like any of us would.
Right.
And I reacted very differently each time to that. So around the third or fourth day, it all started to shift. Money that was owed to me came in. I was getting calls. "Hey, we've got 10 people together. Can you come see us tomorrow? We've got cash." I mean, just nothing weird, nothing unusual, but it was just accelerated. And it came in to the penny, I mean, literally to the penny, in 6 days, not seven. And
wow.
I have had to refer to that a few times, thinking, wait, it happened before. It can happen again. You are taken care of. I know it's hard, but I wish we didn't worry about our needs getting met so that we could energetically, emotionally, whatever, psychically, spiritually, be completely free to do the work that we love so much and not have to worry, is enough people going to show up today, and, you know, all of the fears that we have. So, again, I hope people who are listening can really take something from that. But it doesn't guarantee that what happened to me will happen to you. But it's the whole process. I surrendered. I acknowledged I can't stay here. This is not working. I am slowly withering on the vine here. And I'm willing to go into to the unknown. I think most people want to know that there's a concrete step, you know, with a nice secure bar, highlighted in neon light, so they can reach out. It's stable, it's solid, they know exactly where to put their foot. Once they see that, then they're willing to take the step. And this work has told me over and over and over again, our process is quite honestly the opposite. Be willing to step out into that nothingness, not seeing a step anywhere, and trusting that there's a place for your foot to land that will hold you and support you. And it may or may not look like what you thought, but it will be there. So yeah, that was one of the scariest times of my life. But I realize it happened before. It can definitely happen again. And having that trust that the needs will be taken care of. And one of the biggest payoffs for me has been the reduction of stress. Oh, my gosh. Just daylight and dark. You know, even now, I'm not having to be out in this cold weather and, you know, fighting the elements like I would with other work I did before. So again, I know my journey may not be other people's, but I hope that this is something that can help and support them.
Awesome. Awesome message. Yeah, I mean, that we could probably do a 5-hour show just on those on that story there. But yeah, you're totally right. It's, and I think all of us, I know both of us in this room and many of my friends that are practitioners and things have went through the same thing. You get, you know, it's that fear, and if you're going to do that spiritual work or holistic work or metaphysical or however you want to phrase it, you have to, there comes that time where you are, if you're going to help others, you're going to be asked to walk the walk and talk the talk. And at a point, you have to say, I'm going to walk through, and it's okay, you know, it's okay to be scared. It's okay to have a little bit of fear. Everybody does, but it's about having the courage to trust in the unknown and take that first step, you know, step outside of the box, and what used to be a big, scary reality. And I've noticed, too, that, you know, spirit has a sense of humor because, you know, we all have this same plan, all of us. We all have the same plan in our head. It's like, okay, I'm going to save up enough money, and then I'm going to work 6 more months, and then I'm going to turn in my notice, and I'll have my stuff, you know, my book ready or my show ready or whatnot. And then, you know, we all have this neat little precise order to get to our destination of being self-sustained and not having, you know, to have our energy or our money or whatever coming from outside of us. Mm-hmm. And inevitably, spirit blows that plan, like, just completely into the water. So instead instead of it happening in step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, it's like, okay, step 1 happens, then step 7, then step 5, then step 32, and then step 4. And it's so, like, you know, we get tested on our faith, too, and we have to really step out there and, like, say, hey, things aren't going in the order or the speed I would like them to. But it's like we have to, you know, we have to... There's the book smart stuff, the knowledge, you know, like the classes you take and things that we've all done. We've all taken classes and things. There's that knowledge part of it, but then there's that the street smart, the application part of it. You have to trust that things are, when you're on the right path, the universe conspires in your favor. The universe wants to help you and stuff, but you have to show that you're serious about it sometimes for the universe to provide it.
Absolutely. What's the saying? People plan, God laughs.
Yeah.
Right. That puts it very succinctly, you know. I have an acquaintance that she posted on Facebook once. She said, every time I openly acknowledge that I'm comfortable, that I finally reached a certain level, my world gets turned upside down. Like almost every single time. And that's the nature of life here is change, you know, learning and growing. I had a lady come to me one time at a metaphysical bookstore, and I'd never met her before. And she was all bright and bubbly and just happy to be there. And she said, tell me anything you want, but I'm curious about my past lives. So if you get anything on that, that'd be great. But otherwise, just if you're inspired to share something, share it. And that's my favorite way of working. I thought that was awesome. So I received information very quickly about one of her past lives, and it was not pretty. I certainly won't go into detail, but it was pretty dark and gruesome, and I knew she wasn't going to be able to handle the details, so I highly edited big time.
Right.
And I just said, well, you hurt some people. And she just stiffened up. She just started to flush, and I can see her gritting her teeth, and she goes, absolutely not. She goes, I have only been love and light and spiritual. She goes, I don't know what you're picking up on, but there's no way I would have done anything like that. And I looked at her without skipping a beat. I said, so you've only taken half the classes here in Earth School? And she just stopped. She's like, whoa. I'm getting chills just thinking about it. I said, we go through it all. You know, the light, the dark, and this has been a big one this last year. Spirit says there's such a huge benefit to having and to not having. You know, so if you're aiming for a certain goal, but you're not getting it, there's a benefit, a spiritual benefit to you not getting that goal. There's a reason why it's not occurring. It's teaching you something. And to want to bypass that negates the purpose of being here. So if you can embrace where you are, what's unfolding, and good point, Mark, walk the walk. You know, we've got a lot of talkers, but I don't know how many walkers we have. I see myself in that at times, for sure.
Right.
It's to embrace that. And that's such a quick way to shift or transform the energy of what you're going through, is to be grateful. Genuine gratitude for the pain, for the upset, for the loss, whatever it is. It raises your vibration. It keeps you in alignment with your highest version, highest potential of who and what you are. And that doesn't necessarily change the event or the dynamic, but it changes how you experience it. My guides consistently remind me of that. They say, you may not like the choices that you currently have, and you may not have a great reaction to it immediately, but you can choose how you experience this journey. So shift that thought, shift that emotion, and it's actually not that hard to do. I'm not saying go from grief and sadness and despondency into ecstasy and, you know, the highest levels there. That's not realistic. But to let yourself kind of go to the next highest spot there. So, I'll never forget that woman's look on her face when I told her that, to really embrace that journey. We've been through so much, so many facets of everything, and we've agreed, I believe, agreed to come here and have these experiences. But with each passing year, I'm seeing more and more people finding their way, finding what they're here to do, to help people with, to help themselves with, and to be of service to that. And I get quite happy when I see that more and more. It's nice to see that.
Awesome. Great, great info. Great info. So we're going to take a real short little break here. Catch our collective breaths for a minute. Or one of those things. And then we will be right back with our guest, Matt Mouchat.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With Insights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com.
There are no coincidences, Delia. Only the illusion of coincidence.
Butter up.
Butter up. And we are here today with Matt Mouchat, giving us some really awesome stories. I want to thank you for sharing your experiences and stuff with us. This is great stuff here. Great wisdom you're sharing.
Oh, you're welcome.
So you something else you touched on so many things that I personally had experienced recently and stuff. You said something really funny a couple minutes ago though about you needed to learn to get out of your own way. One of our friends who has going to have a new show on the network here on Sunday, Gary Heron, he said that he made that his that was his goal for this year, was to get out of his own way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, man, have I been?
Yeah.
I have been horrible at that. That's one that I have to continuously work on, is stop.
We're our worst, aren't we?
Yeah, I'm not a self-sabotager, but man, I just totally get in my own way sometimes, running around in circles.
That is a guess.
It can be easy to do, that's for sure.
Yeah,
to me it's kind of like the I call it the lucid dreaming moment, when you realize I'm doing it again. That's the moment you can change it. You know, what can I do? What can I do differently? Recently, I had a longer-term student. We just kind of bumped into each other out in public, and she was real happy to share a quick story. That she goes, I swore I had learned a lesson. She goes, I thought I learned every part of it, that I applied what I learned. I was, I was just a good student, you know, the whole nine yards. And she goes, but the same issue just kept coming up. And I couldn't figure out what I was doing wrong. Like, how am I blocking this? Why am I making this, you know, kind of perpetuate here? And she goes, then it occurred to me. She goes, it wasn't that I didn't learn the lesson. She goes, I was reverting. A part of me in the challenge would go back to the old way of dealing with it, or the old way of reacting, or the old way of thinking about it. And she goes, when I realized that, I said, no, not that anymore. What's the new way? What's that new muscle? What's that new skill that I learned here, and then apply that. She goes, it was amazing how quickly either the dynamic changed, or if it kept going on, it just like slid right off of me. It wasn't like such a big stumbling block after all. So that was a great reminder. We definitely get in our own way, and I think we're so used to it on a certain level, but we're definitely here to interrupt that pattern. Among many others, but that's definitely a big one we're here to interrupt.
Yeah, I totally agree, because we get in these, even though we like to think of ourselves as awake and spiritually and stuff like that, I mean, I know I get, you know, on the astrological level, this correlates with the South Node, but we get into these patterns, these ways that we're used to doing things, and it's like you have to, it goes along with getting out of your own way too, but I mean, I have to struggle too, because when I jumped out of corporate America, I started learning, like, man, I'm not getting anything done. I'm not getting any work done. And it's like, how do I, like, I couldn't, the universe was not allowing me to work the way that I used to, so I had to really re-examine things, and I found that, like, my energy was not flowing properly from, yeah, you know, I was not bringing in the information and letting it throw back, so it let it flow back. I can't talk today. I guess I need more coffee. I wasn't letting it flow back out properly. It was like getting stuck, and then I tend to run around and be doing 8 million things at once and being scattered sometimes. I had to, like, stop and think, like, hey, what am I doing? It's like no wonder your messages aren't coming out clear or stuff's not getting done. Take one thing, meditate and focus on it, and let that one thing flow through you and come out, and then do to the next, you know, lose the fear and the panic and just move along and just focus one message at a time, as if it, you know, as if it's one of the most important messages you're going to put out there, and you let that flow through you.
I think that's a wonderful point there. What it brings up for me is the importance of being in the moment, of being as present to what's unfolding as you can, and not try to force it or make it do or be anything. I've seen this in myself as a teacher and other teachers. You know, it's nice to be prepared, you know, to have a presentation or to have a list of bullet points you want to cover. But that's not really being too in the moment. You know, a lot of what comes through often depends on who else shows up. So I found, like, when I've done a talk here and there, if I have everything written out, although it can be good information and beneficial, there's kind of a dryness to it. The flow isn't necessarily the greatest. But when I just see, well, what do I want to say about this? What's rising up within me? And then I share that. It's amazing to see the lights of recognition that go on in people, or, oh my gosh, it's so cool that you just said that, and can you tell me more? It meets people where they stand. So to not force that, and we do, we are very scattered. It doesn't take much with all of those external influences, let alone our own internal monologue and all the other voices inside of our head. You know, I think we've all got
right.
voices, that's for
right.
sure. So, yeah, that's been a great reminder this past calendar year, is to not force, but to allow. When I allow it to unfold, and it doesn't necessarily mean sit and wait for it, because you can be proactive, you can take other steps, but not force it, because it's either there or it's not. That's when we can have those streams of consciousness conversations, and those quote-unquote coincidences, those synchronicities that seem to be happening more and more. And another big one this past year has been, in terms of how we get it in our own way, is, an extension of what I said about not being in the moment. When you're focused on what's going to happen next month, what's going to happen next year, am I going to be in A, B, or C? Where is this taking me? When you're focused on that, you're not in the moment. A part of you is in those other possibilities. So even if your intuition, your spirit guide, an angel, a teacher, wisdom, whatever, were to come through, you'd be less likely to receive it because you're scattered. My angels told me this really early on. They said, you know, it's kind of hard for us to work with you people sometimes, because it's like trying to hit a moving target. It's like your body's here, your mind's over there, your heart's over there. You know, you're 10 years ago, you're 20 minutes down the road, and you wonder why you're not getting your answers when we've been there, you know, telling you over and over and over,
oh my gosh.
You feel like you're not getting it. So, you know, take a deep breath. I do something that just reminds me I have a physical body. I wiggle my fingers and my toes. I'll even kind of, you know, touch like my hand, my wrist, you know, something that, oh, wait, you're here in this physical body. Whatever works for you, but to be in that moment. I know we spend a big part of our energy trying to tell the river where to go, because we think it needs to go in a certain way, but I think the river's been there a little bit longer than we have. It has its own course. We're just along for the ride, so you can enjoy it, or you can bring sandbags and a shovel and try to dig upstream if that's what you want to do. But I don't know that means we have no say in it. I think we have a big say in, you know, what we agree to come experience, but enjoy it. So when clients are consistently focused on, you know, what's around the bend, I bring them back to the moment the best I can. And if there is a glimpse of what's around the corner that's going to help them, then absolutely, I'll share that. But just one other quick story here that's coming to mind. I have a client that has a great working relationship with another reader, but would go to other readers once in a while, and I was one of those other readers. And she had told me this story that she had worked with this reader. They had a great relationship, and the last time they talked, the client only had one question for the reader. She said, Just, is my job safe? That's all I want to know. Just, is my job safe? The reader tuned in and said, yep, absolutely safe, nothing to worry about. And they went on to other stuff, and the client kept bringing it back. Are you sure? Is my job safe? Same response. Next day or two, the client goes into work, and she gets let go. Could have blown her over with a feather. And she was kind of a deer in headlights and just had to kind of go through the motions and went back to the reader later and said, what the heck? You know, normally you're so right on with things. Why would we be given this information? The reader tuned in and said, so what would you have done if you had known going in that next day that you were going to lose your job, especially in the way that you lost it? Not because of anything you did. They just were downsizing. And she goes, knowing me, I would have had a massive chip on my shoulder. I would have had a big attitude. I would have told people where to go and how to get there. And I would have burned bridges, she goes, because I just don't handle that stuff well because I don't feel like I have control. And so then the light bulb went on. She had to be given that other guidance to help her go through that situation in that way so she didn't burn those bridges, because that was the higher need. That was the higher purpose or benefit, not whether or not she was going to stay. So that was a great teaching moment for me. I just thought, wow, we really are given what we need when we need. It just doesn't match our plan. Often, once in a blue moon, it might, but usually it doesn't. So, yeah, I'm really grateful to my clients and my students. They are eternally teaching me. That's for sure.
Right. Right, yeah. I learn stuff from people that come to my classes or I do readings for. I learn stuff from them all the time. And that's, you know, a big part of it, just being open. And it's, you know, just communicating with the people around you in the universe. And so it's not, even though we may be in the teaching or doing the reading position at that time, you know, we're still getting back information and, you know, getting messages back as well.
Absolutely.
Okay, so you've got a hard stop here today, but I want to thank you very much for being on. You had great information, great insight. And if you want to maybe share your contact info one more time, if people I didn't tell you this, but actually my girlfriend has gotten a couple readings from you and highly recommended you.
Oh,
so
wonderful.
That was, yeah, she said you did an awesome job. So I was like, hey, I should have him on. So
well,
if
I appreciate that. That's how I get the bulk of my business. You can certainly go to my website, again, MatthewMachat.com. You can give me a call at 614-468-1399, or you can send me an email at loveunfolding@gmail.com. I just let people know, just leave a message. If you have a certain date or time in mind, let me know. I'll get back to you as soon as I can. I'm not always able to return messages the same day I get them, but I will absolutely get back to you as soon as I can. Please read the website if you can. It gives you the options of the pricing, the different services I provide, the different lengths of time, things like that, so you can get a lot of answers even before you call for a session. And I would be more than happy to be of service to help you in any way that I can.
Awesome. So there's where you can reach out to Matt. And I've posted his website on my Facebook page, and I've posted it in the chat room in there for the people in the chat room, if you want to check out Matt's website. And I want to thank you very much for being on, and we will we'd love to have you on again in the maybe later this year.
Well, I appreciate it, Mark and Iggy. Thank you both so much, and
you're welcome.
Keep up the great work.
Thank you very much, Matt. Have a great weekend.
See you.
You too.
See you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so that's great information there.
Yeah, I'll probably go back and listen to it again.
Yeah, great information from Matt. So I think we're going to take a little break here shortly, and then we're going to continue on for till
28 minutes.
For the next 28 minutes. So we will be right back.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With Insights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
So we have about 28 minutes left here. So if you want to hang out with us, we're going to talk a little bit about Matt brought up so many good topics and interesting points there. We're gonna retouch on a couple of those, and then we'll do what we normally do, just kind of swim around to the to various topics here. So yeah, a couple other things that he said that were really, I mean, he just really hit so many things on point there. But a couple of other things he said is when you first step out into, you know, if you're going to do spiritual work or stuff in the New Age community or whatnot, you're kind of confronted with this fear and this panic a little bit. And it's like, how am I going to make ends meet? And it's like, you really just have to let this, you know, the universe wants to provide for you. And so you have to just kind of, you know, trust that the universe is going to take care of you and do what you want, or not do what you want, but that it's going to provide for you in the way that it sees fit. So one of the meditations and stuff that I use and I hear other people do is just, you know, you let the universe provide for you in whatever way it sees fit. Because I know I had a terrible time with putting limitations on things like, hey, I need X amount of dollars every month or every year or whatnot, or I need X amount of things. And it's like, you know, the universe is really creative, and sometimes it will provide for you in ways that you are not really aware, or ideas that your spirit guides or whatnot can see further down the road. So they may provide for you in ways that that you may not have thought of yourself. So another point he'd brought up was, you know, sometimes you may think, regardless of what your field is or what your business, you may worry about, there's too much competition out there, or is the market oversaturated? And I even had thoughts about, you know, with the radio show, it's like, oh my gosh, Blog Talk Radio has thousands of shows. How are people going to find me? And how are, you know, is there enough, how many people really want astrology readings or will attend classes and stuff? And I realized that was just limiting thought waves. That was just limiting, you know, old self-destructive thought patterns. And it's like, if I do a show and only one person listens, maybe there's a message that one person needed to hear. Or maybe there's, you know, just like with any business, I have times when I have lots and lots of readings and, you know, expos and things like that, and then there's other times that are slower. So it's like, but you know, you just have to trust that things are going to work out for you, and that the people that are supposed to be put in front of you are going to be put in front of you. And so just the worry about lack or not enough of, or is there enough business or whatnot out there, I mean, those are all just kind of old self-doubt patterns that keep running, It's like you just need to, you know, trust that the universe is going to provide. And it usually does. And like Matt was saying, it's not always in the way you would like it or in the order you would like it, or it does not always provide the exact answer that you would like. But if you stop and listen to the messages and see the information you're getting, then you know you're provided for, and the universe conspires in your favor when you are on the path that you are supposed to be on, when you're here trying to fulfill your soul's destiny. And I know I have other friends in our close little group here that I know that struggle with, you know, we talked about the having working the 8-to-4, 9-to-5 jobs and being in corporate America and stuff. And we have to, there's lessons to learn in that. And there's reasons that we're in those situations, and there's things that happen in those scenarios that, you know, help make us more rounded, more complete souls by going through these different scenarios where on the outside surface it may not seem like it is a complete spiritual event or thing happening. But we learn a lot of lessons that we can apply to different parts of our reality. And he had mentioned too about one person that he was going to do a reading for that said, "Well, you're a man, and men aren't intuitive."
Yeah, what was that like, all about?
That's hilarious. Now, all souls are simultaneously male and female. We've all had past lives as men. We've all had past lives as women. And it's like the point of it, the totality of everything, is to try and, you know, experience as many different things as possible. That's the only way we can know and really understand what's going on. We can't all just be, you know, if we all came back, if we all reincarnated every lifetime as a monk in the mountains of Tibet, who did nothing but meditate their whole lives, and that's great that they can do that, and that's fantastic that that's the trip they're on in this incarnation and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you don't have the lives where you have the other darker stuff happen, or the other periods within lives, then you really don't get the whole picture.
Right.
You know, if you don't experience some of the darker stuff sometimes, you don't always appreciate the light or the having that time to meditate and be quiet. And
I've seen women do that to men in the holistic field. You know, I've been in classes, you know, and stuff, you know, learning like that. I've actually run into that.
Right.
You know, that some women just have more trust. You know, there's some women have trust in women than versus men. They have some underlying issues there, like you're saying.
Right. Right. Yeah, I mean, in the duality roles there are kind of funny. Yeah, because, I mean, most of the astrologers I know are women. Most of the guests I've had on here have been women. I think women, there are, you know, the majority of astrologers are women and stuff. And I've run into some of that stuff, too. Not necessarily that I was a guy, but there can be some, there's kind of the old hierarchical astrology crowd.
Yeah.
And then
I see that.
The newer ones, there can be kind of some, but I had, had someone who had found me. They had just moved here from California. This was probably just 4 or 5 months ago. And they were looking for an astrologer, and they were asking me what I did, and which is cool. I can, you know, I don't mind sharing what my credentials are and what I do and stuff like that, and the kinds of astrology I do and what I do in a reading. That's all fair, legitimate stuff. But I was trying to see if she wanted to set up a reading, and she kept asking me questions and then was like cutting me off. And then she finally got frustrated and just said, "Oh, all the good astrologers are out in California. There's no good astrologers here. So I was just like, okay. So that was a message to me from the universe about setting boundaries. It's like,
yeah.
You know, sometimes you're not meant to read every single person on the
That's
earth,
right.
You know.
I know how you feel. It's just like when people say shamans don't call themselves shamans.
Right.
Well, in my country, they do call themselves shamans from Peru.
Right.
I mean, that's how we distinguish, you know, other types of work, medicine work.
Right. You could be a medicine man, or you could be a shaman,
or you can be a witch.
Or you could be a witch. Right.
Witches are looked a lot very different in Peru, how witches are looked like here. You know, witches do incantations in Peru and stuff. Shamans don't necessarily do that. They're the ones taking off the incantations and helping with the healing process. It's a different group of thinking, a different way of approaching things, but... That's for another story. That's for another show.
Right. So we do have... We're going to take one call out there. I see there's someone in the...
All right. You ready?
In the room? Yep.
Hello?
Yep. Hello, caller.
Yes.
This is KLF. Kevin, isn't it? This is KLF.
Yes.
So... For those of you who don't know, KLF does a weekly top 40 on, he posts them on his YouTube channel, and he has a new show coming up that is also going to be on Blog Talk Radio, and he used to be on when our good friend Heather Renee Horton had her show on Paramania Radio. I must be... frozen still from the cold. KLF had a spot on there too, doing his weekly top 40. So, and I know that today is his birthday.
Happy birthday!
That's correct.
Happy birthday, KLF. How you doing, my friend?
I'm on the way up and only getting better.
Yes.
Pisces season has started.
Yes, the return of the fish time. The return of the fish season. So we've got 29 more days of sun in Pisces here for all the fishies. I know there's another one out there in the chat room swimming around in the shallows. My good friend Ali in Massachusetts, who's also having fantabulous weather right now. So I think Kevin was wanting to know if we could do a little popcorn quick reading on him for his birthday here.
Yeah.
He wants to do one?
No. He would like one.
Oh, he would like one?
He would like
go
one.
Ahead.
So I do not have your chart in front of me, but I know that you are a sun sign Pisces. I think you have moon in Capricorn. Isn't that correct?
Yes, moon in Capricorn, and I'm Gemini ascendant. I was born today, 12:57, which is only 32 minutes from now, 42 minutes from now.
Ouch. Yes, yeah, so let me put you, what is it? Today's the 20th. What year were you born?
1982.
Oh, my God. Okay. And what was your time of birth again?
12:57.
Is that p.m.?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Okay, so we'll just jump that in there. Okay. Okay, so yes, I'll give you a quickie little reading here for the next year. So right now, the North Node is in Libra, and it's conjunct your Mars. So I know your new radio show is starting soon. That's an excellent time to have a new venture going, because Mars is your energy and your drive and instinctual behavior. North Node is future and destiny. So you have the chart for your new show will work really well with the energy level in your birth chart. Also, you've got, I see your Uranus is at 3 degrees Aquarius. I cannot talk at all today. Your Uranus is at 3 degrees of Sagittarius, and that is where Saturn is right now. So Uranus rules technology, Saturn is career and work. So Saturn is right on, sitting right on your Uranus today. So that is, or at this time, Saturn stays at a degree for 2 or 3 weeks. So that is also another great time for initiating a new business and whatnot, or a new radio show, since Uranus rules technology. And so I will say on in about 3 weeks from now, pay close attention to any other additional business things or whatnot that may be happening, because the sun will, your north node is at 22 Cancer. The sun will be exactly trine to that on roughly 3 weeks from today. I will get you the exact date real quick. March 11th and 12th, the sun will be exactly trine to your north node. So you have a lot of good things happening right now, a lot of good things for building towards the future, and some good sustainable things here too. So you've just gone through, the North Node had recently crossed over your Saturn and Pluto the second part of last year. So you look like you have lots of new things coming up, and they all have really good placements in your chart. So I would see good energy for your new radio show and for any other ventures you want to start at this time. You have pretty good energy there. Plus, your Jupiter is at 8 degrees Scorpio, and that's getting a nice trine from Neptune. So you have lots of good manifesting and creating energy going on right now. So I would say everything looks pretty nice in your chart right now.
Excellent. That's what I needed to hear.
Awesome. Well, keep plugging at it, and we appreciate you calling in. And I know you're going to be in this... You're going to be here visiting HRH and myself here in March.
So and Matt, I'm coming to the expo. I believe
oh,
he.
Cool. Oh, yes.
Every cool. I'm seeing the whole gang. Yep.
Awesome. So we will all be at the Gift of Light Expo on March 14th and 15th that weekend. And appreciate you calling in and listen. I see you in the chat room there every week. And have a fantastic birthday.
It's the ancients of Moon.
thank you, Mark. And looking forward to the Get the Light Expo.
Cool.
Fantabulous, my friend. We will see you soon. Take care of yourself.
All right. You too, Mark. Take care.
Okay. Have a great one, buddy.
When you said KLF, it reminded me of, remember the band KLF?
Yeah. He's actually got that on his page for his YouTube.
Good energy. That's good energy. That's good.
Yeah, he's got some good things happening in his chart right now.
Perfect.
So, I'm going to do just a...
don't think there's anybody else on there.
Quick mitt on... So this is somebody's. I'm gonna hack on somebody real quick. So yesterday, we always do a little bit of sports astrology on here. Yesterday was the NBA trading deadline, and there's some people that just should not be general managers of professional sports teams. There's a dude that is, I mean, there's crazy people out there that are probably borderline insane that are running some sports teams, but there's a guy that is a general manager of the Philadelphia 76ers that has got to be probably the worst general manager and player personnel person in the history of professional sports in North America. I'm not even... This dude has traded away... They traded away another first-round draft pick point guard. They have traded away, I believe it is now, 5 all-star point guards in the last 7 or 8 years, and get virtually nothing. It's amazing. You would think by accident you would get something in return. I think they did get one draft pick where they got Nerlens Noel, who's been injured a lot, large part of the season. But this dude has traded 5 all-star point guards away and got nothing in return. Absolutely amazing. I've threatened to do his chart one time. I don't know how many Philly people out there are listening, but I know Iggy and I are Boston Celtics fans, so when I can pick on the 76ers for a minute, I try to do so, even though that rivalry's largely dead because both teams stink now. But so what else do you...
Well, Kevin Garnett's back in
Minnesota.
I think that's a good move for him. For him.
Yeah, whoever's the Russian guy is running the Nets now. And they've I don't know what's happening there, but they have been a major disappointment. I mean, because they were looking pretty hot the last, you know, they had Paul Pierce and Garnett there.
They had good players there.
Right, and they have done, yeah, I have no idea what happened to that team. Darren Williams has been horrible this year. I mean, Darren Williams hasn't been horrible. Darren Williams has been mediocre this year.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what's going on there. That whole team seems to be in flux.
And you're talking big personalities, too. You're talking about people who are just, they're millionaires to begin with. They're millionaire basketball players.
Right. And that's, you know, that's one of the, if there's any sports owners, managers, coaches out there listening, you can really, I will give you a, if you want to save yourself tens of millions of dollars, I am for hire.
Yeah, we're both for hire.
I have the chart of every NBA, NFL, Major League Baseball, all four of the major pro sports and the two major college sports. I spend hours a week going through the charts of players and stuff. If you want to save yourself about $50 million a year, you can contact me, and I am for hire. I can... There are definite stoppage points for players for when, you know, they are hit by injuries or when they just father time catches up with them.
Right.
So if you're an owner of a professional sports team, I can save you about $50 million if you want to get a hold of me. So some of these.
Hey, you just put out to the universe.
Yep.
Next week you'll be working for the Cavs.
Yep. Hey. I mean, it's just amazing to move some of these guys, some teams just go out and spend a bunch of money and try to get the biggest name players they can. It doesn't work that way. You have to get personalities that mesh. A lot of the greatest teams in NBA history never won a championship because they don't mesh together as a team.
Well, when we were kids, younger teenagers, and you know, the trade situation isn't as big as it is now. It's lucrative now. Compared to how it was back then. Back then, you were on a team, and you were on a team. That was it.
Right.
You know, could you imagine Michael Jordan wanted to leave the Bulls? He could have left any time, like if his contract was coming up.
Yep.
You know, history would have been rewritten, or may not have been history for Chicago if they wouldn't have stuck it out.
Right. And, you know, of course, Michael Jordan wasn't drafted by the Bulls.
No, he wasn't. You're right.
He was just somebody.
And he broke his foot his first season. It's a tricky season.
Right. So whoever made that trade probably is not in the same position right now.
But that's the thing about basketball. For one, it's like buying thoroughbreds. You just don't know how they're gonna, if they're gonna be fast, if they're gonna be give you the thing. It's one thing to play in them in college or in high school and be the dominant player, but when you get to the NBA, it's faster game, man. Bigger and physical.
Right.
And LeBron James is finding that out. He's getting older. Now he's not. You know, he's the best player in the league.
Right.
But I'm watching him, and that's not the same anymore.
Right. Right, so an NFL coach that I really like is Lovie Smith, who's down in Tampa. Chicago mistakenly fired him a couple years ago, and he was defensive coordinator for my favorite team, St. Louis Rams, before that. But if anyone from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers organization is listening, you are crazy if you draft Jameis Winston with the first pick in the draft. Marcus Mariota is... Maybe talent-wise, they're similar, but character-wise, I'm telling you, this has that, you know, we have the Ryan Leafs and the other guys have been number one NFL draft picks that were flops. You're going to see the next one. Jameis Winston is not going to cut it at the NFL level character-wise.
Yeah, he needs to be on the right team if he's going to be on any team.
Yeah, and that team is the Montreal Alouettes of the...
Mariota, you know, the verdict's still out on him, too, though. You know, even though he's a nice, personable guy, there's something missing that I didn't see.
Right, but he's not gotten suspended 137 times.
No. But if you're going to pick one or the other, yeah, I'd probably go with Mariota over Winston.
I mean, anyone watching, not only is Mariota have a bigger and better physical build for the college game, I think the skills are very similar, but character-wise, Mariota is heads above Winston.
Yeah.
That's just...
What about my boy, Johnny Manziel? Total disaster.
I don't even think that can be judged.
We have to wait one more season.
You've got to give him a handful of starts.
Yeah.
With him going in, having practice as the starter, having an off season. I'm not big on... I'm not a huge Manziel fan.
Right, neither am I.
But I'm not big on snap judgments.
But he's on my team, so you know.
Right.
So it's like, okay, he's on my team. But see, Cleveland will do the same thing. They'll probably draft another quarterback and do the same.
Oh, right. They're gonna. That's another team where the ownership is crazy. They need to.
The first thing ESPN talks about is that, you know.
Right. You need to find a coach and a quarterback that you believe in, not switch every single year. Then you need to leave them in there for a couple years, put pieces around them, and then let them mature a little bit.
It's like marble. When you're cutting the marble, chipping away, eventually the sculpture starts to show. But we're in such a big of making money and business that it's, you know, the fans are rabid, and, you know.
Right.
It's a business, but there's smart ways to do business.
Right. You've got to have a little bit of patience. And that's just in society as a whole right now. One of the things that I think has been lost is like growth and mentorship and, you know, getting someone in there and giving them a little guidance and a little chance to develop. I see that not just in the sports world, but I see that in corporate America too.
Yeah.
It becomes so cutthroat and stuff that you cut your own throat a lot of times. Because you just, sometimes it's best to get character people in there and let them develop a little bit instead of just going out and trying to hire the biggest name that's out there.
So we're at that magical point of the show, Mark.
So we are at that magical point of the show. So if you have the opportunity, stay the heck inside today. Although I think it's supposed to be in the mid-30s here tomorrow. I will be in Westerville tomorrow night at 7 for the February astrology meetup at the new Mystic Nirvana location, 133 South State Street in downtown Westerville, close to many coffee shops and eating establishments and across the street from the Westerville Public Library. And you can contact me on Facebook or through email if you need to. Or I'm on the Pal Astrology on the meetup page. And next week our guest will be Kim Rogers and possibly a special guest with her. So everybody stay warm. Have a good weekend. And if you can exercise anyway with Mars and Aries, give yourself an outlet for that energy. And we will be back, and we will see you next Friday. Thank you for listening. Have a great weekend.
Mark, time to return to the ship.